Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. It's Nicole and Robert. We're here with you this wonderful Sunday evening, and we're going to be talking about your spirit guides, those people and angels, star beings, and the like who are behind the veil helping us to navigate our life here on Earth, to expand our consciousness, and to help to make moves with us, so that we can move forward in life, be happy, and be joyful with where we're going and where we're leaving. So, real quick, my website is MetatronAngel.com. If you'd like to schedule a more personal time, private reading with me, right now we just launched a campaign where we're offering a 60-minute session for only $111. My normal pricing is $222. For an hour, and we just launched a campaign where it's $111 for the first hour for new clients only. So we're doing this in an effort to really expand consciousness here with the angels and moving forward in a huge way. The team really is gearing up already to be a year where tons of paradigms are being shifted, mass consciousness forward, and really stepping into their power to say, I'm no longer going to be taking this. You do not get to treat me this way. And I'm really making a neat path for myself here on Earth. So before we get started, I'll introduce you to Robert, who is my co-host this evening. And the two of us decided that we're going to stream tonight, which means we're the intermediary between your loved ones and spirit, your guides, your angels, and you. And so the two of us are going to be working together on the show. So say hello.
Hello, everyone. This is Robert. Nice to speak with you tonight. Me and Nicole work on this 24/7. We're very, very fluid in these concepts. We're not just speaking from a mountaintop, you know, from kumbaya moment. We live it. We understand it. We fully are complicit with understanding the spirit guides, your guides, and the evolution of them. They're not static. As you evolve in your life, your guides also evolve, and you can call in different ones based on different, you know, decisions you make or different goals you're working at accomplishing. So let's say you're working in finance, maybe you want to call in JP Morgan, or let's say you're into agriculture, you know, maybe you want to call in, I don't know, someone that likes to grow plants. I don't know who that is, by the way. But
yeah.
You know, just you understand the kind of concept. So spirit guides are very dynamic, and just, I guess, the part that what most people don't get and some of the biggest problems regarding spirit guides is that people don't believe that they have them. And when you see what disbelief looks like at the higher realms, it's pretty much like shutting the door on you know, having spirit guides. And you know, me and Nicole are pretty, you know, esoteric or pretty out there for some people. But when we call them spirit guides, the lights dim, the house shakes, you know, things happen, big things happen, real big things happen. So our belief system is very concrete and absolute. And as your belief systems increase, so does your connectivity to your spirit guides. So all I'm saying verbose intro is to start believing in small things and step your way up to, you know, parting the Red Sea, if you will. You know, start with, like, you know, just feeling a touch on your shoulder or basic ideas that will pop in your mind from your spirit guides upon your request. So just some basic concepts of spirit guides, and then I'll hand the show back over to Nicole. But anyway, thank you very much.
Okay. So it looks like we're just going to jump in. We have a lot of people on hold, so I just want to start the show, and I'll allow the angelic realm to create the magic here. So it looks like our first caller, hold on, Robert's going to take you off hold. Hi, you're on the air. Is this a 336 number?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good, good. How are you? I'm glad you can hear me. Hi.
I'm good. Good.
And what's your first name, please?
Selena.
Selena. Okay, Selena. All right, so you just want some questions on who is around you in spirit, or how can we help you tonight?
So, like, I saw the topic was about, like, who your guides are, like, who you're working with, and I was just really curious to kind of see, because even though I try to get my own messages and everything, like, I don't always make sense of it, and I don't always know who I'm talking to. If it's a loved one in spirit, I know who it is, but it's, yeah, so any kind of information that you get would be helpful. That would be appreciated. So.
Sure. So I'm just gonna ramble off who I see behind you. And again, if some of these are coming into if they're connected to religion and you're not religious, I just like you and the whole audience member to know they don't see religion behind the veil. First of all, so these are just figures that are coming through. So I see Buddha with you. I also Mother Mary, I see Jesus, I see Mary Magdalene. I also have a grandmother figure coming in, and I have fairy. So I'm not sure if these even resonate with you, but I will tell you right now, they're telling you have three fairies over your left shoulder. You have Mother Mary standing in front of you. You have Mary Magdalene behind you, and Jesus to the right. You also have Buddha, who is kind of in the heart. He's along. What he's telling me is the your path of last suffering. Sorry, kind of stutter when I'm trying to get the message through. So it's a path of less suffering. That is really your goal point. They're saying your set point here upon this planet. It's really in alignment so that you are creating less suffering for yourself. So they're saying you're always to take the road less traveled, which may not seem like it's the right road for others, but it will be for you. And they're saying that also believe in your heart. This is why they're placing their intelligence in your heart.
Okay. So just to make sure I understood all that correctly, you just said, well, I'm taking the road less traveled and to create less suffering for myself and for others?
Right, yes. And also that this path will be, it's about less suffering for yourself. Like, doing things that flow for you is the best way I can describe it. And then Robert's getting something too. So.
Yeah, or just basically stop challenging yourself. That's what we seem to do. We come in and we challenge ourselves and make it really complicated. And so I would choose simple and things flow. They're easy. It works. You know, you don't have to build and destroy, build and destroy. Just relax and build if you want. You know, that's just, I'll get it.
Do you have a grandmother figure in spirit? Can I ask? Grandmother figure on your mom's side. That's what I'm feeling. It's a very maternal connection. She's saying grandmother, but even so much it could be great grandparents. I don't know if you had an opportunity to meet great grandparents. It's all on this maternal side, and they're saying that they're coming in confidence. Strength.
Yeah, they I do have them in spirit, and she has been coming across like a whole bunch lately, and I know she just passed this year, so that makes a ton of sense to me. It's actually really comforting to feel like I have some kind of support, even if it's just in the spirit world, because I feel very different from everybody else. So I love the spirit world.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why they said that you are going to take the road less traveled, meaning, like, let's just say all your girlfriends are maybe they're getting married and having kids, and you're just not doing that right now, or whatever the case may be. She's saying just hold tight, hold to your truth, and take the road less traveled, whatever your truth is, whatever, you know, that's the easiest way I can say it.
I totally agree. It just makes it hard sometimes as far as friendships go, because, you know, I've always felt kind of different from everybody else, and so I just, you know, I'm starting to get it more adjusted to it and appreciate that, but it's still nice to feel connected to people and not feel like I'm that different, you know, and so I know it's for a purpose, and honestly, the most important thing is, outside of just loving myself, is knowing that I'm being a service to others, and so I can't worry about the rest. It's most important that I can't just it's just, you can't be a disservice by being somebody that you're not, you know?
Absolutely. 100%. I get it. This is what I do.
And, Selena, any of your friends that you've not really, you know, resonating, or they don't appreciate you for your absolute truth and who you are, you know, there's people out there that will get you, and they're more beneficial. And just something to think about.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I know it's coming. I made this huge move, 2,500 miles. I won't go like a long story, but I made this huge move, and I know that even this relocation is going to help as far as meeting people that are more like-minded and not feeling like I'm such a weirdo or something, you know, which, you know, now I'm like, you know what, I really like myself. I don't want to be like everybody else, you know? So.
Yeah, Selena, I know what everybody else looks like, and understand that the collective consciousness of humanity is a stream of unconsciousness. So you're waking up, and that's a beautiful thing, and I would keep moving in that path. You know what I mean? And and don't ever think that you're anything strange or weird. You're perfect. And follow your truth and believe in yourself. And that's the strongest message that we get for everyone, including ourselves.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate both y'all's help, and it was definitely great to talk with like-minded people.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks so much for holding. We appreciate it. Okay, we'll see you soon.
Have a nice day.
Okay.
All right. We're
going to
get to the next caller.
Hello?
Hi, yeah, you're on the air, so this would be an 805 number. I'm not sure who I'm speaking to.
Yes. Hi, this is Donna. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Donna. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You're quite welcome. All right. So, do you want me just to start going and telling you what's... Okay, let me just...
Yeah, please.
There is a Native American woman with you, very strong. She is saying she's a shamanic healer. She's more of a medicine woman. I would feel her. She's a little bit on the heavier side, but she's saying there's just more of me to love. And she's kind of funny, so she has a little bit of a sarcastic attitude as well, and very self-assured. And she's telling me that she's here to enlighten you and to help you with your gifts, that part of your journey here right now is to be with those that you love, but also to understand that they have not gone anywhere. So are you practicing mediumship or learning how to travel?
It's very interesting. I should practice mediumship because I've seen them and I hear them. But for the last 2 months, I kind of shut it all down because I'd be in my bedroom and I'd see one walk across the door and one time one talk. I mean, it was too much for me. So I shut it all down. But, yeah, I think I do have a gift for it. Yes.
Yeah, you do. I'm letting Robert take over because he's busy.
Oh, okay. Hi, Robert.
Well, it is a lot. It's an amazing skill set to have the ability to, you know, feel the spiritual realm. And as it is, the more of an open channel you are, or the brighter the light, right, the more spirit you attract. And so what you were feeling a couple months ago is being overwhelmed, which we all do. And so how we fix that is when you feel the spirit, you see them everywhere, you know, coming around. You know, you just have to ask them to leave. This is your world, your house, your field, if you will. And just ask them to leave and or put them to work. Have them work for you. Ask them to help you with a chore or a task or a contract signing or whatever you do for a living. They're very helpful. So I know this might sound weird, but that's something we were doing. Because, see, I would feel it as an attack because I'd be like, oh, my God, this is amazing. I'm losing my breath. I'm feeling weird. I want to make a pizza all of a sudden or something weird like that, which I don't even like pizza. So there's a pizza spirit in the house, a guy that made pizzas or something. And so we would start to, you know, think we're losing our minds. And as what was happening is all these spirits are coming around and you have to just tell them to leave or you have to put them to work. Or if you really want to be, be really high speed, you can cross them over. Some of them want to go back to source and they just don't know how. So there's a couple different options you can do to kind of control it better. And maybe with that known, you can you want to open up your channel again, if that's the right vocabulary for you. If that makes sense.
Well, and basically, the woman, I'm sorry, she's a little bit pushy, so I have to, like, cut Robert off.
Okay.
She really wants you to start practicing mediumship. Like, you really don't have a choice. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that, because you do have a choice. Meaning your soul won't let you. So it's not that they'll back up, but your soul seriously has come here to communicate with the dead. I'm saying it in that sort of a way, because they want you to know that that's who you are. You attract spirits, literally attract them. And so now you have to learn how to manage it.
Right.
But she's also, she's very much shamanic. So what that means is elements of the earth, playing around with fire, water, air, earth, you know, just playing around with elements, calling them in, allowing them to be part of your, I want to say, daily life practice will help you feel much more grounded than to just haphazardly have all of these people in and out of your life in the spirit world.
Does that make sense to you? Yeah, I remember one time I was walking. I walk on the beach a lot. I walk in the water for like an hour at a time. I like to go every day when I can. I'm out in California. And I remember one time doing that, and I saw like 12 people in three rows, and they were all spirits, and it was like a mirage. It was so much like a mirage, and then when I got up close, they disappeared, you know. That was kind of chippy.
Might help you.
Donna, we see that all day long.
Yeah, we relate.
I know.
She's really, man, I'm trying to pull a name for her, but she won't let me. She's kind of saying this with you for a while. She's definitely been with you out of the body, like part of your incarnation wheel, like a spirit guide, like a true, has been with you, helped you pick your body, incarnated together, and now you have to do work together.
Oh, okay. So I should ask her for advice and things?
Yes.
Ask the Native American woman, the shaman?
Yeah, I would. Exactly. Start building a relationship with her. That's the easiest way I tell people. When they first make contact with their guides and spirit, start building a relationship with her. And like I said, she's very grounded. She prefers the earth element. So just using the earth element as your way to communicate with her.
Sage.
Yeah, all of these things will really help.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm glad I found that out, and I'll definitely do that with her.
Okay.
Oh,
all right. Thanks so much, Donna. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks, both
of you. Bye.
Bye.
Hi.
Hey. I know we're still getting used to this topic. I'm glad to share that it took you a hold. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. My name is Mia.
Me, is it me with an M?
No, it's M, Mia.
Oh, okay. M, yeah. Okay, perfect. Hi. Okay, so I'm seeing you a lot of animal spirits. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but I'm seeing a lot of, they're showing me a lot of dogs, a lot of kittens. Very funny. Elementals, for sure. I'm also seeing, like, a water fairy, like, not even specific. Like, I just said, you know, fairies couple callers before you, but for you, it's specifically a water fairy, they're saying, that they prefer to laugh and jump and play in the water with you, but also to tickle you and your hair. I don't know, like, you keep seeing hair, and I keep seeing them playing with, like, sparkles in your hair. Also, are you working with animals this lifetime? Are you doing a love test?
No.
Okay. Do you feel like connected to them at all? Or I know that's a really abstract question.
No, it doesn't sound right. Because and I can't swim.
No. Oh, that's perfect. I mean, no, I see the irony in this. It's funny because sometimes that'll happen where it's like a complete opposite because part of your path or what you should be doing while you're here is expanding into that. So I'm not saying, like, throwing you into the water, but coming in and allowing yourself to really expand into that piece of you that is has not been found yet would be the best way to put it. And so that you would expand into more of your essence of who you are. But so just kind of hold on to that too, because I say if it doesn't make sense now, it should make sense later on in life. I've had people, you know, come back and they're like, yeah, it made no sense when you said that, but this is what's happening in my life.
Yeah, it'll make sense. I don't know about the dogs and the fairies, but something is about to turn on with you. Yeah. And so it's exciting to see.
Okay.
Well, what can we help you with tonight? What can we help you with?
Oh, I was just wanting to know who my spirit guides are, and they're, I guess you told me already.
That's really cute. Okay, so let me one more second. I'm also seeing two. Lakshmi, who is the goddess of beauty, so she deals with wealth, abundance, and beauty. So that those are so. She is a Hindu goddess, so she is into luxurious fabrics, red, blue, violet, gold. She's into, again, into the whole hair. They just keep the head. So your hair.
Wow.
Very big, yeah. And also, beauty. So anything that would make you feel feminine or anything that would make you feel more like yourself. Because they're saying that there's an expression of you that hasn't fully opened. So that's what this is about. I just said that. But they're literally, Lakshmi, if you could look her up online when we're finished, that may give you another piece to really hold on to, and that would connect the whole thing.
Mhm. Okay. And those are the colors that you describe are my favorite colors too.
Perfect. Right. Well, you can give Lakshmi. That wasn't me. She translates that to me. That's how my gift works. So you know who Lakshmi is?
Yes. Yes, I know a little bit about her, but now I'll research more about her.
Yeah, she's not a goddess to take lightly. So if she's coming through, that means you have big work to do. You know, like I mean, the goddess energy is nothing to play around with. People are like, oh, I just want to be a goddess, and we all are. But when they come through, it's like, okay, time to get to work. They're very good.
Okay. What kind of work?
Well, for you, they're just saying it's an expression of beauty, expression of yourself, whatever is inside. So that's what they're saying.
Okay, to work on myself.
To work on yourself, exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So. Thanks so much. Yeah, we have a lot of people
Thank you so much. It's really nice reading.
Okay, good. We'll see you soon. Okay.
Thank you. Good night.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Okay.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to let you know I can hear the callers a little clearer than I can hear your voice. So.
Oh, wow. Okay, thank you for that feedback. I know I had some questions on the blog talk whole setup, but what is your name?
My name is Patricia.
Patricia, okay, Patricia. Okay, so let's get into this. Wow, there's a lot of water here tonight. They're showing you as like a mermaid, and they're showing you with a lot of shells around you, a lot of green. So I also, here we go. So green, too, we have Archangel Raphael showing up for you. So Raphael, we have Metatron, even. Okay, so that tells me that you're working with sacred geometry, if you're not aware of it already. So that also means true education, mathematics, physics, chemistry, quantum physics. And usually he's saying that this will happen in nighttime with you. And also, you're also here to control the heart. You're here to feel the heart, like the heart space. So I'm not sure if that means that you're physically working on the heart, or if you are a therapist of some kind, if you're in some sort of healing service. But they're saying that you're here to heal the heart, but also to do you notice that your energy gets sucked out halfway through the day?
Does it what? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Sorry. Does your energy, like, get sucked out throughout the day? They're saying that you have this kind of cord that is, it's like a cord attached to the back of the heart. And what happens is energetically, halfway through your day, it seems as though your energy level gets sucked out kind of like that in the back of the heart, in the back of the body. They're saying either you give your energy away or you have attachments from other people. Okay. Can I explain more? Yes.
Well, you have three cords, Patricia, that attaches to your esoteric body, your body happiness, death. And it's like draining. So imagine if you're a battery and you have three cables going to, you know, a stereo, an iPhone, and an iPad. It would be draining, you know. So there's three cords. Keep going. I'll remove the three cords while y'all are talking.
Okay. So let me get back into this. Metatron, he's actually coming through saying that would have bouts of, but that is not a bad thing, that we all get confused on life time to time, but really you're master heart. So meaning you will open when your heart, I'm translating for him. So when your heart is open fully, you know all the secrets of the world, let's just say. And this is how we understand esoteric teachings. And we understand God. This is how we understand God. So opening your heart and allowing that will help make sense of everything in lifetime. So do you understand, first of all, do you know who Metatron is, Raphael and everybody?
You're just breaking up. If you can speak louder, I did hear what you said. But you're asking me if I'm aware that Raphael is around me?
Yes, Raphael and Metatron, yes.
Yes. I heard the word Tron one night from a male voice. And this was before I knew about angels. And a voice came to me and said, Tron. And then I went to go look up that word, and I realized there was an angel called Metatron.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm aware he's around me.
Perfect.
And Raphael, yes.
Have you been in study with him? Have you talked to him? So Raphael is your healing angel. Like, anything you need to heal in your life, whether it's physical, spiritual, mental, anything, you will heal it 100%. And Metatron will give the higher understanding or learning of life's full lessons. So they work in tandem. They're an extremely powerful team. So the reason why you have attachments and cords, you like to call them, from others or other entities on the planet, you're working with, so you know that there's a path and there's around you, but part of your expansion, they're saying to really lift up into God's self, to believe in God consciousness, to know everything, you're God, you are love, you know everything, and we all do. But for you, really not your power away, and understanding it will all come from within you.
Mm-hmm. I still can't hear you, but well, if you could answer this question for me, there is a guide. I think it's a guide or an angel that came to me one night and said, how can I help you? And all you need to do is ask. Is that entity still with me? Because I do ask a lot. And when I don't ask, that entity comes and says, you have not been asking. So is that guide or angel still around me? Because I know they do change.
Yes, they do change. Yeah, Robert is saying that it's Metatron. So he said that when Metatron comes around, that is what he does. He says, you have not been asking. So Robert works with Metatron as well and says that's usually his greeting.
Yeah, and Patricia, so how Metatron, he's very, very specific. And so he'll ask you whatever you need, right? And this is your reality. You're the creator here. And typically where you have problems is they don't believe in their request. Now, it's called disbelief, but they don't believe in themselves, and that's what Metatron talks a lot about. So let's say you ask for a new job or a new car or whatever you're asking for, you know, whatever that is. And if you don't believe that you are the creator and you're entitled to this quest, it doesn't go anywhere. And so you have to believe in your request is what I'm saying. And Metatron is very real. He comes in, he's very, very specific, he's very a very powerful entity. So, and he's very benevolent, he's a beneficial one towards humanity, he's a protector and an associate of, you know, helping humanity. So he's a great guy or entity to work with. Just believe in what you ask for and know it is so and expect it. And that will help. And so,
okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I just didn't know what to ask for at first. You know, I'm not materialistic or anything, but I just was not asking for anything. And
right.
He kept coming around and said, you have not been asking. I heard those words. And
exactly.
I was like,
yeah,
who's this?
Very, very specifically. And so, okay, so imagine this. When you don't ask, and this is a good question for any listener, when you don't ask for anything, guess what your guides are doing? They're not doing anything. They're just hanging out. They might go somewhere else. So, and that's another thing. So just remember to ask. And sometimes what helps me is I write it down so I remember what I asked for, you know, and I can continually focus on that and believe and then receive. And it's how you create here, you know, on this plane. So it's very, very important to follow through with that. And so Metatron's working with you. You had three chords on your heart chakra, which I removed. You might feel a lot better later tonight or tomorrow. So just think about that tomorrow. So.
Oh, thank you. Yes, because I do a lot of astral traveling, and during the day I get really tired. And it's like when they want to communicate with me, I get really sleepy, and they put me to sleep so that I can go to another realm and communicate. Or I know it's weird, but...
it's not weird. We understand.
It's like when they want to tell me something, they put me to sleep. I get sleepy,
right.
And then I go into sleep land, and then I go into other dimensions, and then I do work over there and come back. And
you're doing good. I'm just, you know, just keep focusing on travel, and then and also understand or remember that when you do this work, I mean, a lot of people do work in clearings of other dimensions and realms. Is what we like to do is let's focus on this timeline, this dimension. What adds value to my life in the physical now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of people get caught up, you know, clearing the blue flame on, you know, Neptune or something, and that's great. I'm not claiming to find the blue flame on Neptune, but you're you know, you live on planet Earth and you're in a physical form right now, and you need to, you know, benefit presently in the physical. And so just,
yeah,
just always focus on that. And that's where I think a lot of,
yeah,
people lose.
And I didn't ask to do this. It just happened spontaneously. I didn't even know what was happening.
Right. Yeah, no, I understand. We all have similar you know, awarenesses and stories. So,
okay.
So that's exciting. But I another thing, you know, when you astral travel, I like to stay out of the fourth dimension, if that makes sense. I know the dimensions and numbers and all that stuff are just kind of ancillary, but just when you work with Metatron, I always try to hold like the 9th to the 11th, you know, and always rise above the collective consciousness of humanity. But, you know, so just some ideas to try.
Yeah.
And if you focus on what benefits this timeline, your physicality now, in addition to that, consolidate all of your aspects into this physical form, and that's where you're really popping your power, and that's what Metatron tells us every day. So just, you know, consolidate your all of your cells and then focus, you know, in this physical realm, because you're here for a reason. Physicality was not an accident. You chose it. It's a contract. You're here. Is purposeful. So just remember to focus now on this physical form. And so when you're feeling tired sometimes, all of your aspects are not consolidated. So is what that means is one aspect might be in the fourth dimension, one might be in the 12th dimension, one might be in the 27th dimension, whatever. You know what I mean? And so you want to consolidate all of your aspects to a single space, into the physical, and that's where you operate with in your most powerful format. And I believe when you do that, you're not going to feel as tired, and when you start pushing on your intentions or asking for requests, you're going to be more in your power, and you're going to see greater results.
Okay, that's very helpful. Yeah, I'm going to have to work on that in bringing all my selves together. Yes,
right.
I do understand that we're multidimensional. Yes, I do understand that. So that's very helpful. Thank you. And you confirmed a lot for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. Good night.
All right, guys. So I'm going through the screen here, and I'm going to choose. We've been just going down the line of who's going to hold the longest, and a lot of calls. Okay, here we go. Okay. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm wonderful listening to you guys. Thanks for all this great information. Would love to know about my spirit guides. And I have a question about something that Archangel Metatron said in the last time you were on. May I ask that, or should I wait till you're channeling Metatron again?
Well, you can ask. I am not really aware. So Robert's here, and he can be able to help with that answer.
It was about a relationship question, and basically Archangel Metatron said time is of the essence, but I was just wondering what he meant for that, because it's not about there being any competition or anything. And
yeah, I can help you with that. Metatron's
thanks,
very
Robert.
Direct. He's very specific. He doesn't like procrastination. He's always saying get on with it, you know, to us at least. And so when he says time is of the essence, he means, you know, just don't procrastinate, no competition, but move on with your life, get on with your mission, you know, and get to where you need to go. And so that's typically the response. So with that said, you know, I would just, you know, not procrastinate and move forward at a timely manner, and obviously one in which is you're comfortable with and one of which you want to do, right? So it's all within yourself and your decisions.
Okay.
So, that makes sense.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Can you tell me a little bit about my guides, who's around me?
All right, cool. All right, so let's see. Do you have an aunt in spirit who seems to be very playful with you? I don't know if this is when you were a little girl or a mom's close girlfriend, but it looks like it's an aunt in spirit that would be close to you.
It could be my Aunt Terry.
Okay. But she's very playful. She's making herself known as being playful. What do I mean by that? I mean that she would be somebody to bang on the wall. Not really, she's saying, but somebody to noises in your house, light flicker, these sorts of things, because our loved ones, what they're trying to do is just allow, they're trying to scale so we know that time does not stop, that it would be mm-hmm. something of a continuation of the spirit. She's also saying that you are more psychic than you know, and you're not listening to her.
I do want to hear everybody. I really do.
Okay. And she's saying that you're not listening to your gut intuition. Have you had, she's saying stomach issues, but I would know this, like a second and third chakra or first chakra. I don't know if you do yoga or anything like that, but working with the energy systems of the first, second, and third chakra. She's also saying there would be it would be like a belly, I don't know how to say this on the air without being, but like belly bloat, or if you're carrying extra weight around the middle, or something to that knee.
I've recently put weight on around the middle. I've been doing overeating because I've been kind of stressed.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I mean, not perfect, but thank you for the confirmation.
Right.
So that's what she. So yoga, meditation, anything with energy. You don't have to go to the gym and kill yourself. That's a whole nother thing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about energy and moving the energy. So if you can do anything, meditation, tai chi. Anything, yoga,
it's
very good. Very, very good.
Okay.
Or a real simple concept is when you eat food, don't consider it a caloric or a negative emotion. Just eat, just say your food has no calories,
Yeah,
okay. Reason, weight, gain, or loss are not, they have no relationship. It's more of an emotional, energetic disposition of weight gain or loss thereof. So just concept.
Yeah,
it's been real emotional. Yeah.
Yeah. So just remove the depression, add health. Add love, add prosperity. It's focus on the frequencies you want. So focus on health, prosperity, happiness. Don't focus
mm-hmm.
on the latter. It's the frequencies that you focus on are the frequencies you create. And the frequencies you'll exist in. That is free, simple, really. It's, focusing on it is a study and a practice, but the concepts are relatively easy to follow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling, Terry, right?
Yeah. Oh, that was the Anton Spirit. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So sorry. I get a little loopy after reading a lot.
No worries.
Thank you so much for your call. We really appreciate your time here. So thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so there's another person here. Okay, I believe it's 706 is the area.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. You doing okay tonight?
Oh, yes, we're having a lot of fun. I get very excited when spirit comes through, and so you'll find that I laugh and stutter a lot, so it's quite normal here. may I have your first name?
Sure, it is Sophia.
Sophia. Oh, okay, Sophia. So did you want me to take a look and kind of just see who's around you in spirit? Show you?
Yes, please.
Okay, all right. So let's see. Okay, so we definitely have a grandmother in spirit, but whoa, hold on. Is your mother in spirit too, or is she? She's not in spirit.
No.
Oh, she's not in spirit.
No.
Okay. All right. So I don't. They are talking about mom, so I'm just gonna let this message come through.
Well, you mentioned. You mentioned my grandmother. Now, my grandmother, she
yes.
raised me, so she could be, she is mother to me, but even though.
She is mom.
I do know
okay.
her. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Because I was also going to say, too, I don't think mom's going to be around much longer either. I'm not sure if you have a relationship with her or
uh-huh.
what would be happening. Okay. So mom's not going to be around much longer. So thank you for that clarification. Because when they come
you
to
will.
Me like that, they just start screaming at me to get the message across. That's really how that goes. And also I'm curious, hold the tide. I don't know what that means. Hold the tide. Like you're tiding something. So I guess I'm saying, is that money, babe? Is it wrapped? Sorry, Robert.
Is it laundry
detergent? No, it's money. No, it's money. She's saying hold the tide, like tiding, you know, tiding the old way of
church
and stuff. But she's saying hold the tide. I don't know if you're giving to an organization right now or if you were thinking about a donation or a service. She's saying hold off on that. So kind of holding your finances together right now would be the most beneficial for you. She's also showing me too, you have like a little baby boy you're taking care of, or a grandson or a nephew, or there's a little baby boy she just keeps telling me.
No, I'm not, but I think I know what that is, but I'll let you continue.
Okay. So I am seeing a little baby boy. I am seeing that it would either coming your way or beneficial for you to have a talking to. So like talking to little baby boy is what I see.
Is the child in spirit or?
Let me see. Hold on one second. I had to clarify. So Robert's saying yes, he's in spirit. So you can.
Okay.
Oh,
makes sense.
No, we're both kind of tuning into your mom, your grandma right now. But what I will say is that your soul has traveled a very long way to get here, and that what your mom, your grandma is saying is that it is time for you to enjoy yourself. It is time to put everybody else to rest, to leave, she's saying, to leave well enough alone, and to really begin your journey anew, like beginning for yourself. She may not have talked like exactly like that. I'm trying to hear her. It translates. It's a little difficult sometimes. But she wants you to know that you are special. You are like the wind. You're ever expansive. You also have a ton of angels around you. I mean, literally anyone in this design of reality can have the green light for it. We all do, by the way, but what is different with you, and I will say this, is that you have completed your karmic path. So what does that mean? That means you've already done the BS here and understood everything, so you don't need to continue any more of that, and it's really just about enjoying yourself. So,
okay.
Yeah. I'm like, all right. So, but the... I'm not getting, but Robert is saying he's the spirit, but I'm just seeing this little boy.
Yeah, it's
that is a that is a miscarriage.
Yeah, that's what I got. That's fine.
Okay.
Just,
okay.
Yeah, it's everything's fine. Just you know, relax, enjoy, and you know, you're on vacation.
Yeah. So. And the talking to would be with the little boy. I would say that he would be your angel now. I know a lot of women who do have miscarriages or have lost children in other ways, and they become our little guardian angels. So that's what I was saying. I see a lot of little angels around you. I would be safe to say that he's one of them. But also to your grandmother is very much. She's a big spirit. Like a huge spirit. So you will
yes.
feel her presence with you. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. She is huge. But all right. So much love to you. Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate
Thank you.
That.
Thank you both.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Let's see, we have time for one more caller.
There's one all the way down the box. Excuse me. Yeah, all the way down. Hi, guys. We're just trying to get to everybody, but hi. This is an 843 number. Hello?
843?
843. Hi, how are you?
Hi. This is a 929 number, but can you hear me?
Oh, I can. Yeah, it says 843, but I'll take it. Yeah.
Interesting. It's Jenna. Hi, Nicole.
Oh, my God. Well, you're my last. I'll probably have time to go through one more after you. Okay, so let me just, okay, hi. Okay, so I'm glad I got to you.
Yeah.
What's happening here? So I'm actually going to let Robert take this call because, let me share one second. Okay, so I talked to you before, and I definitely see you still have your coven. There are seven of them that I'm seeing currently. So I'm not sure if you're starting to work with more or less, but they're telling me there's seven. So I'd also assume that there's seven directions being represented here. So north, south, east, west, above, below, and within.
Okay.
Okay. So you're crossing over not only into its elements. Okay, again, another theme, usually that's how spirit works, brings on the same people that are kind of working with the same elements. You are definitely working with the ways of the old, the west. They're saying the ways of the old and the west. But the west.
What's old in the west?
So they're saying in the ways of the old with the west, but the west would be here, the U.S. I know, I'm trying to read and talk to them really quickly. But basically, it's in the realm of, if you think about Salem, Massachusetts, if you think about the sort of England, Ireland, witches of old, also alchemy in the latter years, they're saying the alchemy of the Native Americans. So using not only your witch's brew, they're actually really funny, using not only your witch's brew, but also the nations that are close to you. So being on American soil, that would be paying homage to Native American tribes and the women specifically of those tribes and what they brought. So,
okay.
All right. I know you had questions. So why don't you pose a question?
So my question is, I've been presented with an opportunity to buy a wellness business, and it seems to be that it is meant to be mine for various reasons, but of course I'm blocked as far as money goes and a time frame. So I'm just kind of wondering about this business and if it's what I should be focusing my energy on.
Yeah, Jenna, I'm getting a real positive reading on that for you. Highly probable, very prosperous, and don't believe in blocks. Don't believe in lack. Lack is in opposition of prosperity. Always know there's a way. Money is all magic. It's complete BS, by the way. So just when you come into buying a company or becoming an owner of a company, don't. I've had companies given to me, by the way, multi-million-dollar companies. So just consider what's called earnout. Google earnout. You can do an earnout on the wellness program, but it's very beneficial. It's what your guides want you to do. Your healing aspects in this physical form. So look at an earnout. An earnout's where you pay off the cost of the company through the cash flows of the company, and this is highly probable and highly prosperous. So what offends prosperity is lack. So don't believe in blocks. There's no blocks. There's just, it's a puzzle. You're just putting the puzzle together. So look at an earnout. Earnout is an acquisition model that I recommend for you. But this is your deal if you want it. So I see it as being very, very favorable. So
do you think? Go ahead.
No, hurry up. We only have 20 seconds. So I just want to get.
Okay, go.
Okay, so I just want to tell you, your team will bring you everything that you need. That's for everybody on this call. If you put your team to work and you ask them for detailed information on what you need and allow them to work, it will work. I promise you 100%.
Put your team to work? Is that what you said?
Put your team to work. Tell them exactly what you need. Exactly what you need.
And Jenna, your team brought you the deal, so just close it. You know what I mean?
Wow.
No, he's right on that. Robert has the real-life experience. I mean, I had tons of channeling experience, and he is 100% accurate with that. So bet your bottom dollar.
So I'm just a little concerned about the time crunch, though. It needs to happen, like, really soon, and that's what worries me about the money. So.
No, the time is, you set the time, Jenna. You're the creator. It's your timeline.
Okay.
So don't worry about time crunch. That also pushes you into lack, which is in opposition to prosperity. It's your timeline. Don't worry about it. It's brought to you by your crew and spirit. And just focus on closing the deal. So just be open, be fluid, and look at an earnout. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So there's no time crunch. You set the schedule. Just think of that. There's no shortage of money. The Fed prints $1 billion a night and no one cares. So there's no shortage of money.
Okay.
Just keep focusing on open mind. Consider only prosperity. There's no lack. There's no shortage. There's no time crunch. It's your deal. Your coven's brought you your deal. And wellness is where you need to be.
Yeah. Specifically, it's the coven of seven. I don't know why. They're lighting me up with energy. It's the coven of seven and also Native American. There's a tribe here. I don't have a specific tribe, but just start calling in American around you to help you and also to pay homage to our own people.
I'm sorry, that part broke up. Call in the Native American tribe and what?
And pay homage to them since we are on their soil.
Okay. Oh, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, look, that's divine guidance, divine timing, because you're our last call for this week, but we will catch everyone next week. Thank you so much, Jenna. Thank you to everybody that called in. We will be back next week, and love and light to all. All right, bye.
Thank you.
Welcome.